There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Monday. Glad to have you along. Hey, y'all, I'm Sean. Phone number, text line, 343-0106. Wow, look at that. Oh, it's back. It's not as it was down 755 a second ago. It's only down 748 right now. The Dow has been a rough day for the Dow out there. I don't. There are a bunch of we'll talk about at least what the pointy heads think are contributing factors later on in this hour. All right. I mentioned talking tolls and the Governor Ivey down in our neck of the woods in South Baldwin today, speaking in front of ADECA, and Alabama. Development and economic, something like that. The acronym is ADECA. And off the top of my head, Alabama Development Economic Committee Alliance. I don't know. I'm just making up words at this point. I know what they do, and I call them ADECA because that's it's the acronym. All right. So the governor is speaking to this conference and then came out and had a chance to talk to members of the media that were waiting outside. This has just happened probably like 20 minutes ago or so. Just a few minutes here, not even a minute and a half of questions Governor Ivey's taking from members of the local media about the toll and also this proposed meeting of the toll committee, the Alabama Tolling Committee. I don't have that acronym right either, coming up in September. So here, this was from just minutes ago.
What is your opinion of Aldot's toll proposal for the I-10 bridge project?
For the reasons of public safety and commerce, I want to work with people to find viable solutions so this project can go forward. It's a needed project. It's been in the works for some 22 years. And now we've got to find a way that's reasonable and viable.
Do you think $6 is reasonable for toll?
I'm looking at all options. If we can get it low, that's what we need to do. If we can have no toll, that would be fine. But we've got to find a way to do it.
Some people have been upset that the date of the toll authority meeting is the same day as tax referendums in Fairhope and Spanish Fort. Can you comment on that?
Didn't have a clue about those potential conflicts, but it's important that we get this group together so we lay out all the facts, receive any other possible solutions that people want to talk about.
Anything else off of the toll bridge?
Could there be a vote by the toll authority on something related? I mean, what can we expect at this meeting? Will there be a vote or something?
The toll authority gathers information so that going forward, when the state commits to a project, probably have all the parameters addressed before the state makes a commitment.
And any other subjects today?
Do you see a scenario where tolls are not going to be necessary for this project?
I think everybody would be happy if there was no toll at all, but we got to find a way to pay for the bridge. What are you suggesting?
All right, last question.
Oh, all right. So that I got to call my buddy Chad Petrie and see what he thought about that. Because Chad would probably, he's a good journalist and would just sit there and take notes. I would say, okay, here's what I suggest. I answered for you, Chad. All right. So there's the governor from just about 30 minutes ago talking about this planned date, a meeting of the toll authority on September 17th. And, of course, you heard mention there of this lining up with Tax Referendum Day on the Eastern Shore. And joining us to talk more about this, a man that's been on with us in the past to talk about this, and also the person behind StopTheToll.com, or you're the representative for StopTheToll.com, Kevin, is that right?
That's right. We have the website StopTheToll.com, and we're participating in the Facebook group that Jim Ziegler has, the Block the Mobile, I believe, Block the Toll.
Mobile Bayway Toll
Bridge group, yes.
Yeah, so Kevin Spriggs has been on before with us talking about this. Kevin, like I always say, I would just y'all should just pick one name and go with it. But other than that, your website and the Facebook page getting a lot of attention out there. And heck, since we first started talking about this, which has been months ago, this has grown and grown and grown, the pushback, to the point that the governor's having to address it. I don't think if you hadn't done what you're doing with Stop the Toll and, you know, Jim Ziegler done it on the Facebook page, we wouldn't have this meeting call. We wouldn't have the governor even speaking about this. So the people's voice at least is, I think, being heard.
That's right, Sean. I think that, this is a very positive step that the governor, we do have the governor's attention now. And even myself, I'm surprised by the number of people that have come out to speak against the tolls. And so this is a key issue for ALDOT's bureaucracy and the governor herself to understand is that this project has been very thoroughly discussed and very, lots of questions answered and put out there. But the result to me is that people just do not accept having a toll on, especially on their interstate highways.
And having a full toll, the Wallace Tunnel component was the, and I don't even know straw, it's the oak tree that broke the camel's back on that. Now, the governor calling this meeting on September 17th, the pushback here is, well, I saw the letter this morning. I saw the email this morning. I want to read through this and get your reaction. As it comes from Jim Ziegler, who said, September 17th is a big day for taxes and tolls on Alabama's Gulf Coast. That's because Governor Kay Ivey set September 17th for the meeting of the Toll Authority, which will decide on a toll over Mobile Bay. Ivey's setting conflicts with tax referendums in two Gulf Coast cities. Fairhope and Spanish Fort vote September 17th on whether to raise taxes. Later on here, a quote from Jim Ziegler says, the setting of the toll meeting the same day as tax referendums here was either negligence or juvenile manipulation. Either Governor Ivey's staff did not know of the tax votes or else they knew and are playing underhanded games with taxpayers. I think we heard the governor say the ignorant one. They did not know about this. I mean, can y'all take that or do you think it was done by design?
Well, personally, I would be willing to give her a pass on that. I mean, we've got so many different agencies, county, city, you name it. We got so many tax increases coming at us from all directions. It's impossible for anybody to keep up with, especially on a statewide level.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I don't think this is a nefariousness on the part of the governor. But I do think that there is a seriousness here is that, if tolls are unacceptable to the public, then what is the alternative method of funding or what is the alternative plan to what ALDOT has actually proposed?
And that's great. I think that's good. I like the fact that discussions happen because there's a lot of people, I think I include you in this, that – people say we need a bridge. We're not against a bridge. We're not against expanding the Bayway. It's just don't pay for it by tolls, right? You're in that camp. You're somebody who believes we should have a bridge.
That's correct. I believe that the actual design of the bridge, it may have a few extra bells and whistles that could be left off to reduce the cost. That's something that you get into once you get a little further down the road on it. But fundamentally, I believe that in order for this project to be successful, the governor and the bureaucracy at ALDOT have to accept that the Republic has rejected the ideals of toll on this key segment of highway. So then you look at what's the alternative. If you can't pay for it with tolls, then that suggests that you have to pay for it within the existing structure of funding. And two questions are going to come up there. And number one is how much is the state willing to commit as far as upfront funding? And number two is how long do we need to make this project take? And to me, practically, this is a huge project to try to accomplish all in one master bid, so to speak. And the answer is we can't afford to do it that way. So the only alternative left is you have to segment the project and do pieces and parts at a time, even if that costs more money in the long haul of it. But we just have to get the idea that, you know, you just can't have everything overnight. Some things that are huge and big, sometimes it takes, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. Okay, then let's go with the plan we have, and let's figure out how we have to break it down so that we can fit within our existing funding structure.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, talking to Kevin Spriggs with StopTheToll.com and talking about this meeting coming up, at least slated for the 17th. We'll see if that changes. Yeah, one of the things, Kevin, you and I have looked at this a long time, and the idea of pay-as-you-go or do what you know, instead of doing the Taj Mahal version, I'm with you. I do wonder, though, being fair about this subject, will there be things like the expansion of the Bayway? Let's say that the bridge is finished. Here we have the bridge delivering, you know, lanes of traffic onto, for example, eastbound. You have those, and you have the eastbound lanes coming out of the Wallace Tunnel. You will need to have extra lanes to the Bayway so you don't have a bottleneck there, right? I mean, if you do the bridge, you kind of got to do the expanded lanes on the Bayway.
Well, this is true, but you just may not be able to have the perfect solution, you know, out of the very beginning. I do believe that the actual bridge over the river is probably going to be the most expensive segment. The second most expensive will be the I-10 causeway to exit 35 Daphne. That's probably the next most expensive part. And maybe you have to do the westbound lane first and then the eastbound lane as a follow-up, but just putting it all into one big giant package that we can't afford is not going to work.
And what about the federal funding component, something we've discussed before, the 7% or 5%, it depends on how you do the math, that's there. You know, I've suggested, and I think you and I talked about it last time, could we wait just long enough to see if President Trump wins re-election in 2020 to maybe take another bite at the apple and see if that number could come up some, that there could be a bigger amount for federal?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. I mean, to try to ball this all up into one big project, you know, I mean, it makes sense on paper. You kind of wish you could have the perfect world. But if you do that and you end up, you know, taking a finance method, that if you had just waited and you just pushed the national government harder, you could have got, you know, a better situation, a better resolution. And to me, spreading the project out into segments over a long period of time, you never stop knocking on the federal government door. And, you know, if you win the federal, you know, birthday giveaway or whatever, then, okay, now let's go with the rest of the project. You know, but we just have to come to reality of what we can afford to do now versus what we would love to be able to do now. And reality says we have to do what we can afford to do now. So, you know, I think that's going to be the message to the toll authority, to the governor, and because the people are really speaking hard on this, that they do not want their key route tolled. You know, it's an interference of commerce. It's an interference with freedom of movement. And, you know, as a follow-up to all this, we really are going to have to address this maybe with a constitutional amendment to block tolling on our interstate highways. You know, I mean, if it comes down to that, if we cannot, you know, convince this bureaucracy of ALDOT to let go of this idea, then that's what's going to have to happen, I guess.
You know, I think is maybe a benefit, and it happened a week before last, was when, and I'm just hearing it quoted secondhand, but from reliable sources, that when asked about what was next on the tolls at this meeting, John Cooper got up, head of ALDOT, and basically, and I'm paraphrasing here, said this was just the beginning, that future projects in our state would be, you know, have a big toll component in it. And with that, you know, I've been on the radio in Huntsville a bunch with those folks up there talking to them about this. And, you know, they could be next with a bridge over the Tennessee River, or it could be next for somebody in Montgomery or Birmingham. Maybe there's a situation, even though it's not happening to them, they can look past, you know, just where they live and realize they could be next. And this might not just be a Southwest Alabama issue. This now may become a statewide issue.
Well, Sean, it won't, because with this type of project being a multi-billion-dollar project as far as the return over the 55-year period, that creates instantly a trade association, a lobby group, et cetera, a political force in the state that don't even – I mean, if somehow you're listening up here from North Alabama – do not believe that they won't come after you next. I mean, because once you get a trade association established that's this powerful, that can lobby Montgomery, they will definitely, you know, work in their own favor to expand this business model they're trying to force on us now.
And that's the key, right?
The people of Alabama have got to stand up and say, hey, look, you know, these interstates are something that our fathers and grandfathers built for us. Are we going to hand them over to multinational corporations to be just another profit center, or is this something we should cherish and take care of and keep it be free and open so we can have freedom of movement and freedom of commerce?
But that's the last part's a great idealistic argument, but the beginning, I think, is the pragmatic one that works the best, and that is having to get people to help out those of us down here in Southwest Alabama is pointing out what you just did, that y'all could be next. And whether they think it's right or wrong, it's happening to us, the second they think it can happen to them, you might have some people from Central and North Alabama be on the side of the delegation from down here.
That's correct. That's correct. And I believe, having talked to some folks in the north part of the state, that in the Huntsville-Madison County area, I think they've already been hit with a couple of possibilities there that they have rejected as well.
So there you go. The more people, the more parts of the state that are engaged in this, I think the better leverage, obviously, we have. I mean, obviously, the voices and the cry from down here got the attention from the governor. But what continues to probably keep her attention will be when other parts of the state and their representatives start chiming in and calling the governor's office.
Absolutely. And we just have to decide, is this what we want to do with our interstate highway system? Do we want to have to pay a toll every time we move commerce, or we have to ship something, or we have to... You know, we want to go visit another area. This is, to me, is just kind of a fundamental freedom and, freedom of movement and freedom to conduct commerce. And, I think the people have already answered in this area, and that is, we like the project, but we don't like the tolls.
There you go. Kevin, tell folks again where to go to learn more about this online.
You can go to stopthetoll.com or go visit the Facebook and join the group. And the group has instructions of who to call and who to write. And, we got to keep that pressure up and going until, we're sure that Montgomery and the ALDOT bureaucracy has got the message.
There we go. Kevin, thanks for your time. Thanks for being on.
All right, thanks, John.
All right, Kevin Spriggs checking in, and we'll come to your calls when we come back at 343-0106. I've got to figure out, too, how to do this. I was, like, assailed and raided for the stack of Block the I-10 toll stickers I have. Maybe we'll do something where we can, like, somebody come in and buy them in bulk, because we're not really a retail location around here. Well, talk about that when we get back from the break and talk to you. 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 128 FM Talk 106.5. Getting to your calls. Debbie in Mobile first up. Hey, Debbie.
Hey. I've got a comment about the toll bridge. How about everyone that lives in Mobile and Mullen County, plus the businesses, get a free toll? And if they decide to do tolls around the country, then that's the way we'll do it. Everyone else is told, too.
All right. Well, here's the trouble with that, Debbie. This is one of those parts of this discussion that, according to federal law, because even though they're only paying 7%, but federal dollars, because it is a federal interstate, you have to comply with the rules. And the rules from the feds, from the Transportation Department, says you can give no discount based on geography or address. It only can be with frequency of use. So, and that way... You can't say, like, people in these cities or these counties get the free. You would have to offer that everywhere. Now, you can offer a reduced rate if you buy in bulk, the all you can drive. They talked about the $90 a month thing. But the federal laws say you can't do that.
Can you tell me which law that is? State that law and the number, please. I would like
okay.
To
well, we can pull it. Health. Yeah. I mean, I can do it, Debbie. I will find it. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm not like. Not trying to carry, Lord knows if you've listened for any period of time, I'm not carrying water for them. I'm just telling you there's a bunch of this stuff that is like annoying. I know, Debbie, I get it and appreciate your call, but it's like, this is one of those. And I tell you what, somebody listening, one of the people may be able to get me the, And get me the information here before we go to the news. If not, we'll get it and talk about it when we get back. But it's a part of the federal code, I think it comes through the Transportation Department, that if you cannot base the price or the lack of price based on geography. I mean, I don't make the laws. I'm just trying to make sure we're all talking facts, right, on this stuff. And believe me, it's a lot to keep up with. I get it, Debbie. Coming back, more phone calls, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Tell you what, there's, I mean, some seriously strong thunderstorms. They're not everywhere in Mobile Baldwin counties. Some of them not really big, but we've had some deep reds there on the radar. I'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. And Debbie, here it is. Debbie, if you get this up on the text line too, I can send you a direct link. But it's a, I have a link to the code out of another document here. It's section 1512. So is it 1512? Section 1512A of MAP-21, including statutory language of 23 U.S.C. 129A. Yeah, it just rolls off the top of my head, tip of my tongue. It's never easy with this stuff. But I have a link to a. If you go search for Federal Highway Administration, you can dig around on that page, and it's the one you'll see guidance, general tolling programs. It explains the language, too, of how states can toll federal highways. This is all the stuff that's happened in the last 10, 15 years that's now the New Deal. I don't mean New Deal like that. I mean like lowercase N, lowercase D, New Deal. All right, let's go to the phones, and... I'll let this person do it on the air. As I was stumbling over a DECA earlier, David reminded me it stands for?
The Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs.
Bingo, what he said. All right, good. I've called it a DECA for so long, the acronym has become the word.
Yes. Nutritionist, I got some answers for you.
Okay.
And I say you're a nutritionist because you've been asking some questions, and it's like you either been talking to the same sources I have, or you've been doing this political thing for 10 years.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while. So what you got?
You know how you've asked, has there been a hydrotopographical study done as a part of this project?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no, there has not been.
Now, explain to people why I was interested in that.
Because the current bayway project, part of the project, calls for the raising, basically building a new bayway 20 to 30 feet higher than the current one and demolishing the current bridge, which ALDOT has said in their estimates would cost about $1 billion.
Yep.
So to answer your other question about could we get an exemption from the federal government if we could show that the storm surge does not act the same way in Mobile Bay as it would like in Escambia Bay or Lake Pontchartrain, and the answer to that question is yes, there is an ability to get a waiver from that requirement if we can show with reliable modeling and data through like a hydrotopographical study that the storm surge would not damage our bayway at the current time.
Right, so this wouldn't say no to expanding lanes, but what David's talking about is this elevation of the bayway. And I just asked the question, I mean, in a fair way, because, you know, you did see the Escambia Bay Bridge come down during Ivan, and we had the issues for Pontchartrain as well during Katrina. I just wanted to see that they had looked at it, because it's not Apple. You can't say, well, you know, storm surge, you know, covered the Escambia Bay Bridge, so therefore it would cover the bayway. I mean, you have different shaped bays, you have different outlets and inlets, you have different geography on the side, and I just wanted to make sure that people were kind of taking that into account. So you're saying that has not been done?
That has not been done, and the reason I was told that has not been done is ALDOT and not come to an agreement on. There is an avenue there to actually reduce the cost if we can show, kind of like we did with Red Snapper and Representative Byrne, that we show with actual data that we can manage our we can manage it better if they just let us. We can do the same thing with the Beltway project if we can show that with actual data and modeling that we know our area better than the federal government does.
There you go. Well, I appreciate that information. Thank you, David. Let's go to George in Mobile. Hey, George.
Hey, Sean. First, I want to say you're the best thing that's ever happened to talk radio in Mobile. But
thank you.
There's a simple legal way to have preferential tolls, and that's have a $5 toll one time. It's good for a month, that the locals are going to get a month's worth of use of it, but the transients will get the use for five.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is now, George, you're the first person I've heard. This is brand new to my ears. So we're tooling along in the truck there, and it takes a picture of our license plate, and then we pay that toll that is good for 30 days from the day we pass through.
Correct.
That is
now.
George, that's a game change.
Well, let's go with another one. I don't think we can pull this one off. But why don't we just have a pass for the whole interstate I-10 system from California to Jacksonville? Anybody on it for a month's going to have to pay $1. That would cover for all of it. But my point is that simply we can do what we need to do a hell of a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Creatively than I think LDOT thinks.
No, that's
about.
A, that's
I think
a
the easiest one would be for a monthly toll for whoever wants to use it.
It's a great thought that I haven't heard. I hadn't heard anybody bring that up. I'm still going to punish where I am for no tolls. But you know, playing the other part of it is saying that you know what, if they get this through, how do we make it the is good as it can be? You know, as it's going to be bad. How do we mitigate that? And that's an interesting thought.
Well, I'm a no-toll guy, period, anyway, and certainly we can't live with $1,000 a year for people who work here just to get back and forth from Baldwin County. That's absurd.
I agree.
But
what does that do to our economy?
We've got to have one. Let's do something I can talk about. But good luck and keep up the crusade, okay?
Thanks, George. I appreciate your call. George, I hope, and I know a lot of the politicos and people involved in this process listen to the show or go back and listen to the podcast, which, by the way, side note, you can listen to the podcast by going to fmtalk1065.com, clicking the link for podcast and getting it a la carte, getting it buffet style there. Pick the show, pick the hour of the show, because it's not just morning show and this show. All our different shows are 40-some-odd hours a week of podcasted audio. The original content created right here at FM Talk 106.5, available for podcast on our website. But also you can go subscribe to get them through TuneIn. Get them on TuneIn Radio. You can go to iTunes and Stitcher. iTunes for Apple folks. Stitcher for old Luddites like me that are running Samsung Galaxies. Stitcher, like someone who stitches. It's a great app for getting our podcast there as well, so check them out. But you could go back and listen and maybe share that with somebody you think needs to hear it. That's interesting. It's one way. And once again, I'm like George. I've said this from the word go. I'm a no-toll person. But having some kind of relief valve or second idea of what might happen if this gets forced down is not bad. It's not bad to do that. It's not bad to try to figure out what is a contingency. You're in business, right? Here's what you do every day for business. But what if that doesn't happen? What if the bad thing happens? You got to figure out what you might do in that case. That's what you have to. I mean, that's just business, right? And in this case, it's the same. So, George, interesting. So the camera would take a picture of your toll. I mean, of your plate, you get tolled, and it's $5 or whatever the amount. And then that is good for 30 days. So that does give the local commuter a benefit. And the vehicles passing through who we're trying to gouge, you know, tractor trailers, I think they're going to be paying $24 to cross the Bayway. We'll get them. Urgh. Y'all, that's sarcasm and a joke. I don't want a bunch of folks with CDL up here wanting to. I'm joking. I'm on y'all's side. Okay. Let's go to Marie next. Hey, Marie.
Hey, I want to bring up something that hasn't been brought up that I've heard anyway so far. And that's so far we've talked about vehicle tolling.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any possibility or any consideration giving to underneath the bridge, watercraft, and maritime sorts of deals
Wait, Marie, you would toll somebody to go underneath a bridge?
That's what I'm. I wouldn't tell anybody to go over the bridge.
On what merit would you say? So here, you're nothing has changed. You're using the same Mobile River as always. Now listen, a lot of money to be made once those ships tie up here in Mobile. But you're saying just to go under the bridge, nothing has changed. We're going to toll you.
Well, it seems to me that all those folks that, and I love them, and I love to see them, that come down to do recreational fishing here, it might be an incentive for them to know that, you know, that if there was a toll, I mean, why, if it's going to be over the bridge, why shouldn't it be under the bridge?
Because it doesn't make any sense, but it is creative in a not making sense kind of way. Going after the boat traffic there. This is a plan that Tony Soprano would hear. The Don Corleone would hear either of those plans and go, now that's a plan. I like that. Just a little taste. I need to wet my beak in the Mobile River. I don't want all of it. Just wet, just a little something. Robert is in Mobile next up. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doing good, man. How about you? What do you think? You got a new plan for us here? Can you help us?
I can honestly say that I'm a CDL driver, and I drive across the Bayway at least 5 times a day.
Wow.
And the way I see it is, and not all people might not agree with, but if they had a lottery bill to fund the tolls, I think that would eliminate the whole thing with the residents and citizens.
The bridge lottery. I mean, I like the idea, but we couldn't get the lottery passed when it was going to be for schools. They didn't get that for a vote. So, but have the would the lottery money come? Would it be like whatever the states, because the state is in for like 18%, feds are in for 7%, and the private concessionaires in for the rest. Would you say that would make up the whole thing, or would it just be the lottery be the 17-18% that the state's kicking in?
I think it'll be the 17-18%.
Okay. All right, so there we go. There's Robert. I like it. Robert's idea, a bridge lottery. Which, by the way, Mississippi is rolling forward with their lottery, which now means 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so every state that borders us has a lottery. They couldn't get that done. Robert, appreciate the call. We'll come right back. 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
But we're going to leave the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question open till at least tomorrow morning. What can be done to help limit mass shootings? Votes coming in on this right now. 20% of y'all say condemn politicians for hateful and divisive rhetoric. 25% ban some weapons currently available. Nobody for stronger penalties for hate crimes and mass shootings. No one says regulate violent video games and movies. 20% increase policing of social media. 40% of y'all say more focused on mental health. Vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. We'll talk more about that tomorrow morning, and do that coming up at the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. All right, to the phones at 343-0106, and Mel in Mobile is next up. Hey, Mel.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Afternoon, Mel. Thanks for the call. I'm good.
Great. Listen, I'm calling from Mobile, but once or twice a week, I cross that bridge. I do service work for the DAB, and it's hard to say exactly how many hundreds of thousands of dollars we've generated in a better benefit. But my main question, more than anything, of course, that travel is all volunteer. My main thoughts are, if anyone has had any forethought into the better situations, an example would be like a funeral that has to go to Spanish Fort. What about the Blue Star ceremony and anything else that goes on at the battleship? Not only that, but the festivals and things that go on in Baltimore County, like Strawberry, Alberta, and of course the Bullet Talk. How are those things going to be addressed?
I don't know, and I don't want to. And you bring up points here, but I would say Now, you talk about somebody doing volunteer work or something like that. I agree. I think the concern for something that happens every once in a while has to be subjugated a little bit to people that pay it day in and day out, right? I mean, if you, in the same way that if you go on a trip and a place has a toll, you pay it once a year or something, that's one thing. But what about the people like you that are going back and forth and back and back and forth? That's where the real cost to, you know, if somebody pays it one time, you know, what, big deal. If somebody's paying it every day, paying it a couple times a week, well, that is a big deal.
Well, what about something like a funeral? We've got
I don't know.
Over here, and we have to go to Spanish Fork to inter.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
That's going to be a Chinese fire drill or something like that. And another thing is the majority of the commerce in Baldwin County is actually supplied out of Mobile as far as merchandise,
yep.
Which means that the cost of transport over there is going to be added to the cost of the product, whatever it may be, or merchandise. Consequently, yep. It's going to be an increase in sales tax.
Well, it'll be increased somewhere. And Mel, I appreciate the call. And another one I point out that I talked about with George Talbot from the City of Mobile, which, by the way, speaking of City of Mobile, Mayor Stimson going to be our guest on Wednesday's show. But for example, for Mobile, I know there's probably many other cases like this, but the one that keeps standing out to me is as you have the toll avoidance, or as we learned the term a couple weeks ago, shun piking. Let's say you have a situation where you have both the bridge up and the tunnels there and they're both tolled. Then people do what they do now when traffic slows down. You get off on South Broad or Virginia or whatever, make your way over to Government, hang that right turn, and go to the Bankhead. What if that's happening all day, every day because of the tolls? What if that's happening and you have now all this increased traffic on the surface streets of Mobile? You have the wear and tear on the streets. You also have the extra cost for law enforcement. You have traffic jams in front of people's houses that never had it before. I mean, what about those costs? Then you shift the cost, actually, to a municipality, right? Then the City of Mobile is paying for the bridge in a way, a de facto way, but in a way. All right, let's go here. Let's see. I hadn't talked to him in weeks. Billy, the friendly Democrat, checking in from Fairhope. Hey, man.
Hey, Sean. How are you? It's good to hear from you, man. Listen, I got a quick question. You know, I've been a Saints fan, season tickets forever. I've been driving back and forth. And after Katrina, they built a fine bridge over there. You know, mm-hmm. They raised it and everything, and it's not tolled or anything. So maybe we just need to make a call over and ask them how they did it, because seems like to me that bridge over there costs a heck of a lot more than what it's going to cost us to run across the bay.
Well, so somebody called, and I'll give them credit. I don't have their name, but it's been a couple months ago on the show, or maybe a month ago. With a really Machiavellian take on it, said, you know, what we need is a hurricane to knock out the bayway.
We get some good old boys with some boats and blow the bridge. How about that? We just cover a night, you know.
We'll say we don't know what happened. It was some kind of surge happened overnight, and now that's the crazy thing is that you have a situation where if it would be destroyed by a natural disaster, then big time federal funding would come in. If you're choosing to do it. And that's one of the arguments people have made that, and I think are solid arguments, that, hey, this is a prime evacuation route for hurricanes. It was Senator Doug Jones the other day on the show said that. He said, you know,
right.
I-10 is a big deal. He said, I'm going to push that as one of the angles for federal funding because
everything has to have
a reason in Washington. If you make it for something like hurricane evacuation, maybe people will understand it. They'll sign on. I don't know. I'll take any dollars we can get.
You're exactly right. And if Doug Jones got a prayer, he needs to get us a free bridge. He got a prayer if he can do that.
Now, I'll tell you this right now. Where I think Doug Jones doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting reelected, but if he all of a sudden had a fully federally funded Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project, welcome to another 6 years of Doug Jones.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, Sean.
Thank you. We'll wrap it up for today. Be back tomorrow morning bright and early for Mobile Mornings. Now y'all stop. Y'all stop. There's, I love you. Love you, audience. Discussions of Tannerite. We could be like our forefathers and have a no toll party in the bay and destroy the bay. Y'all stop. Definitely that was storm surge. Ignore those score marks, Mr. Inspector Man. Y'all stop. 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 You're going to be on a list. We're all probably already on the list, but you're going to be on another list. This one will be in 20-point font, bold, Times New Roman. You want to be on that list? All right, Feinbaum on the way next. Can you believe by the end of the month it's college football time again? It's too good, too good. All right, Feinbaum takes over, and I will talk to you online, too. Twitter.com at FMTalk1065. That's me. So hit me up on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook as well.